This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And Terry, I would just like to say Southwestern is in the home whites. Mount Olive is in the road purples. We are just about set for tip. And with the call, the voice of WSMI making his return, the great Terry Tote.
Thank you very much, Tim. You embarrass me. Here we go. The purple with the gold trim for the Wildcats uniforms, home whites for Southwestern, trimmed out with green and yellow. And jumping center, it'll be Caden Hyen for Southwestern, Nick DeVries for Mont Olive. And we are ready to go in our final broadcast of the evening in the opening tip controlled by the Birds. We are underway in this matchup between number one seeded Southwestern and number five seeded Mont Olive. Off to the right side, it goes to Caden Hyen. Flips the ball back out front to E.J. Call into the corner. Here's a three from Robinson. It doesn't go. Rebound battled for by Hyen, but it's stripped away. The Wildcats come out with it, and driving down the lane was Quentin Kosowski, and he is fouled, and I think they're going to give him a couple of shots. And that foul is going to be on Justin Bailey, his first, team's first for Southwestern. So the Wildcats will have a chance to break on top here with a couple of free ones from Quentin Kosowski, the 6-foot junior. Again, thanks to our friends here at North Mac High School, great hosts, had a terrific hospitality room.
Well, that muscatoli was fantastic.
We pigged out on that, man. Mm-mm. Oh, man. And the first free throw by Kosowski is good. Mont Olive takes a 1-0 lead. We played just about 20 seconds here in the opening quarter. Second toss good. Cats lead 2-0.
And he might be one of the better players in the county people don't know about, Quentin Kosowski.
And if you watch basketball this week at North Mac, you'll learn about him. Here's a pass out front. Wide open, the three-pointer from Ben Lois of Southwestern, no good. The rebound pulled down by the Birds into the corner. Here's Bailey with the three, good. Bailey hits from the corner. And now Southwestern takes a 3-2 lead. 7:15 to go in the opening quarter. Mont Olive with the basketball. We're just underway in the final game of the night here at North Mac High School, the South Campus of Girard. There's a shot in the lane, no good, by Nick DeVries for Mont Olive, and we're going to have a foul coming out. This one's going to be against Max Schwab of Mont Olive. That's going to be his first, team's first, push-off underneath, and the ball will go back to Southwestern.
Of course, Terry, the Birds coming off of a crushing loss last night. Yeah. Christian Moss hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to beat him.
Southwestern with the basketball and a 3-2 lead, a nice bounce pass underneath, and a nice lay-in by Ben Lois. And Ben has his first bucket tonight, and it's a 5-2 lead for the Birds. 6:48 to go in the opening quarter. Mont Olive with the basketball. Joey Baum with the ball. Around to the left side of the key. Gives off to Roger Conley. Into the corner. Nick DeVries. DeVries trying to make a decision. Now gets the ball underneath. A turnaround by Kosowski. Doesn't go. The rebound pulled down by Southwestern. Bailey comes out with it. Justin into the front court. Birds with the ball, leading 5-2, 6:25 to go first quarter. Here's E.J. Call, driving the right side down the lane, puts up the runner, it's short. The ball loose in the lane, picked up by Southwestern. Off to Lois, back out on the wing, they give it off to Hyen. He drives to the elbow and hits the jumper. Hyen with his first bucket tonight and a 7-2 lead for the top-seeded Birds of Southwestern.
They just seem a little quicker to the ball here in the first 2 minutes.
Yep, Southwestern can do that to you. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Mount Olive with a basketball. Now they pass down inside on the low block to Nick DeVries. He tries to get it across to Max Schwab, and Schwab is fouled. He ran into the likes of Caden Hyen that time, and I think Hyen is going to get the foul. No, it's going to be Robinson. Caleb Robinson, his first, team second. And Schwab will be at the line to shoot two for the Wildcats, whose only 2 points have come from the charity strike. 5:51 to go in the opening quarter. First free throw by Max Schwab, the 6'2 junior, no good.
If you're going in the paint tonight, Terry, you better put on the hard hat and bring the lunch pail.
Oh, man. We got some size out there tonight. Max Schwab is one of them. Next toss is short, and the rebound pulled down by Caden Hyen. Hyen into the front court for Southwestern. Off on the wing to E.J. Call. Back to Hyen. He drives. Reverse layup is good. What a terrific play that was by Hyen. He's got four tonight, and it's a 9-2 lead for Southwestern. 5:35 to go in the opening quarter. Mont Olive with the ball. Kosowski drives down the right side of the lane. Puts up the shot and good. I don't know how he ever got the shot away. Seemed like he was tangled up, but he did. Banked it off the glass and in. Kosowski has four. That makes it a 9-4 ball game. Southwestern with the lead and the basketball. 5:17 to go in the opening quarter. Here's high and driving the baseline, and he is fouled. He'll get a couple of free throws for Southwestern. And that foul is going to be on Kosowski. That's going to be his first, team second for Mont Olive. And at the charity stripe will be Caden Hyen. He's a 6'3 senior. The free throw is good. He's got a nickel's worth of points tonight. And the Birds lead by a half a dozen, 10-4. Off the bench for Southwestern comes Addis Moore. Next toss for Hyen is around and out, no good. Max Schwab the rebound for Mont Olive, and he handed the ball right to Ben Lois, who hits the fadeaway jumper on the baseline. That was the first turnover of the night for Mont Olive. It leads to a bucket by Lois, and now Southwestern with a 12-4 lead. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Mont Olive with the basketball. Roger Conley out front with the basketball. Down into the right corner to DeFries. Nick, open from 15, around and out, no good. Schwab pulls down the offensive board, missed the bunny from underneath, and now a foul called. And we may have this one coming out. This is probably going to be against Mont Olive.
It's on Schwab.
Going to be on Nick DeFries.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Schwab thought it was
on him. I thought it was Schwab, too.
So did he.
Nick DeFries, he gets his first. Team's third. Off the bench, Zach Tooley, a 6'2 senior. For Mont Olive, Schwab will leave the ball game for Cody Best and the Wildcats. 12-4 lead for top-seeded Southwestern. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. In the corner, here's Addis Moore. Feeds to the edge of the lane. They skip a pass out on the wing to Robinson. His three, no good. Rebound underneath. Put back is good by Caden Hyen. Hyen's had a good first quarter. He's got seven, and it's a 14-4 lead for Southwestern. 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. Mont Olive with a basketball. Here's Kosowski with it, directing traffic. Now a skip pass on the wing out to Zach Tooley. They bring it back out front to Roger Conley, and the Cats reset. Back around to the right side, off to Kosowski. He'll swing it back across the top of the key, off on the wing, off to Conley. He'll drive, put up the shot, blocked out of bounds. I think Hyen got a hand on it for Southwestern, and now Cody Best and Mont Olive wants a timeout. 3:59 to go in the opening quarter. Southwestern 14, Mont Olive 4. Back with more basketball from the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament right after these messages. Our coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament continues Monday night. We'll have two games for you. Boys games, Staunton versus Bunker Hill at 6:30, North Mac against Gillespie at 8 o'clock. Earlier in the day on MLK Day, we'll have a matinee for you with Nokomis taking on East Altonwood River from the Litchfield Tournament at 2:30. We'll wrap up the evening's broadcast with Litchfield versus Metro East Lutheran about 9:30. You can always go to our website, WSMIRadio.com, for broadcast schedules and podcasts.
How about three championship games a week from tonight?
Hey, that would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing like a championship night. Mont Olive with the basketball, trailing by 10. Just under 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Conley tries to save the ball. It was going out of bounds. He does. Gets the ball back out to Tooley. Tooley now swings the ball back to the right side, off to Kosowski. He'll drive the baseline. They go inside. They give it to Nick DeFries. DeFries now hammered in there, and we're going to have a foul, and it's going to be out of bounds for the Wildcats. This foul is going to be on Caden Hyen, his first, team's third for Southwestern.
This is certainly the most physical boys game of the three so far today.
This is, yeah. They're laying bodies on each other. Tooley, a long three for Mont Olive, and it goes over the top of the backboard and behind the backboard, so that's a violation. And the ball will go back to Southwestern. 3:28 to go here in the opening quarter. Top-seeded Southwestern 14, fifth-seeded Mont Olive 4. It's pool play here at the Macoupin County Tournament in the 100th year of the tournament. Here's Southwestern with the basketball. Moore drives to the free throw line. His shot about two-thirds of the way down and comes out. Mont Olive with the rebound. Down the floor. Putting up the shot on the run, Kosowski. It's knocked out, and it's picked up by Joey Baum out front. So the Wildcats will reset. Here's a bounce pass off to Tooley. Tooley, one dribble, gives it off to DeFries. Back out to Conley. Roger Conley drives, gives the ball off to Joey Baum. Baum was wanting to shoot the three, but he thought better of it. Now he'll give it back out front to Kosowski. He'll swing it around to the right side as they work against that 2-3 zone defense of Southwestern. Ball comes back out to Baum on the right wing. Down to the low block, off to Nick DeFries. DeFries backing in, spins to his left, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound by Caden Hyen for Southwestern. Birds on the fly, pardon the pun. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Southwestern leading 14-4 with the basketball. There's Caden Hyen, top of the key, works off the pick. Now comes back across against the pick. Into the lane, a quick shot is up and no good by E.J. Call. The rebound pulled down by Addis Moore. Moore tries to go up, but he's fouled by Tooley.
That time Tooley didn't have to reach. He had good position, but the reach
just
got him.
Just go straight up. Yep. And a couple of free throws coming up for Addis Moore, the 6'2 freshman. A 14-4 lead for Southwestern. 2:07 to go here in the opening quarter. Free throw is up and it is short. And here comes Schwab back into the lineup for Mont Olive. Leaving is Nick DeFries, also coming back in. Or coming in is Ricky Naker, a 6'4 junior. And he replaces Zach Tooley. Meanwhile, a second toss from Addis Moore. And this one is right on the money. And Moore has his first point tonight. 15-4 is the Southwestern lead. 2:05 to go first quarter. Here's the big guy, Schwab, down the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Ball loose underneath. Moore picks it up for Southwestern. And they give the ball off on the wing to Ben Lois down on the left baseline. He's cut off there. Fires it back out to the top of the key to Robinson. He drives the lane, kicks it to the corner. Here's a 10-footer up, no good by Ben Lois. The ball loose on the baseline, and apparently went out of bounds before anybody could get to it, and it belongs to Mount Olive.
I think Southwestern deflected it out and hit off the baseline, and then Mount Olive picked it up.
No turnovers for Southwestern, just one for Mont Olive in this first quarter. It's been a good first quarter of basketball. 100 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Mont Olive with the ball, trailing 15-4. Here's a lob down to Schwab. He's double-teamed. They kick it back out on the wing. Off to Kosowski. He'll drive with a left-handed shot. He just kind of threw at the basket. The darn thing almost went in, but a foul is called. And we're going to have a foul against Caleb Hyen of Southwestern, his second, team's fourth.
Well, the Southwestern defense has forced Mount Olive into some tough shots here in the opening quarter.
And here's Ryan Hanslow, a 5'9 junior, checking in for Southwestern. He's replacing Caleb Hyen. Mount Olive with the basketball. They give off inside to Kosowski, a fadeaway shot, in and out and back in. Kosowski with a half a dozen, 15-6. He's got all 6 points for the Cats.
That was good defense, better offense.
Yeah, better offense that time, much better. 70 seconds to go first quarter. Hanslow with a basketball for Southwestern. One dribble, tries to give it off to Addis Moore, back to the top of the key, off to Ben Lois. Lois drives to the right elbow, kicks the ball to the side, off to Robinson. Robinson drives to the right baseline, gets shut off there, feeds back out to Ben Lois. Now the ball knocked out of bounds, and they say it came off of Southwestern. So that's the Birds' first turnover tonight with 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. Southwestern leading 15-6, and Mont Olive will get the basketball back. Good Southwestern defense tonight has prevented a pretty good Mont Olive team from scoring. Mont Olive team's got some talent. Here's Kosowski with it. Bounce pass, gives it off to Joey Baum. He hits the three.
Right on cue.
Yep. Baum with his first bucket of the night, 15-9. Cuts the lead down to 6. Southwestern with the lead, the ball, and under a half minute to play first quarter. Around to the near side, Call gives it off to Robinson. Back out to Lois at the top of the key. Here's Hanslow. 15 seconds to go. Here's a jump shot by Robinson from the elbow. No good. Schwab the rebound. Here come the Wildcats on the fly. Down the lane goes Conley. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Schwab, and he is fouled with 3.4 seconds to go in the first quarter.
No, Terry, there's been about three or four instances where Mont Olive basically just throwing the ball up, looking to get bailed out with a foul, and it hasn't happened yet.
No. You can't expect that to happen. Addis Moore got the foul, his first, team's fifth for Southwestern. Schwab will get a couple of free throws for Mont Olive. And Schwab's first toss is a little bit long. Max is a 6'2 junior. Justin Bailey back in for Southwestern. Moore is out. And Max Schwab will try to get the Wildcats into double digits as they trail 15-9. And the next toss by Max is good. His first point of the night, 15-10. 3 seconds to go. Here's a long shot from midcourt. It's way short by E.J. Call after one quarter of play from the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. Top-seeded Southwestern 15, fifth-seeded Mount Olive 10. Back with second quarter action right after these messages. Games earlier today at the Macoupin County Tournament in the girls' division, Carlinville defeated North Mac 65-33, so the top-seeded Lady Cavies get the win. In the second game, an upset, number 6 Bunker Hill defeated number 2 Staunton 51-36. The boys' side of things, Staunton 53, Gillespie 34. Staunton, the number 2 seed, Gillespie number 7. And third-seeded North Mac defeated Bunker Hill 55-33.
And for the Staunton Lady Dogs, they need a healthy Savannah Bruhn back. She hurt her ankle badly at the end of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Didn't dress at all last week in Nokomis. She played a few minutes tonight, Terry, but did not look nearly like the explosive player we've come to see over the year.
You put Savannah Bruhn on that team, and it's a whole different team.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Manav with the basketball to start the second quarter, trailing 15-10 as play resumes. A pass down on the baseline to Nick DeFries, and it's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to belong to the Wildcats. Each team with just one turnover in that first quarter. And the Wildcats. Joey Baum will toss the ball in to Kosowski. Back to Conley, way out on the wing. Back to Kosowski. He'll drive the baseline, reverse layup, and he missed it. And the rebound pulled down by Southwestern. Ahead to Justin Bailey. Bailey pulls up with the three, short. Rebound pulled down by Robinson. Ball knocked away, picked up by Mon Olive. Down the lane, a nice feed across to Kosowski. His shot no good. And the ball rebounded by Southwestern. Into the front court, E.J. Call. They go to the corner, off to Robinson. Back out to Hanslow. Way back out near the midcourt stripe. Now here's Robinson along the right sideline to Hanslow at the point. Here's E.J. Call from the left side, drives to the elbow, kicks it across to the right side to Hanslow, back out front to Robinson. Robinson falls down, keeps his dribble, kicks it to the corner. Robinson for a three is good. Got the friendly bounce, and Robinson has his first bucket tonight.
That almost touched the wire.
18-10, Southwestern with the lead, 6:50 to go in the first half. Mon Olive with the basketball, and Joey Baum walks it into the front court. Gives off to Nick DeFries. Back out to Max Schwab. Schwab across to Kosowski. Quinton, and he is held, and there'll be a foul against Southwestern. And this foul is on Justin Bailey. Bailey's first, team sixth. Off the bench, Addis Moore. Moore will replace Bailey. Out of bounds for Mon Olive along the far sidelines. An 18-10 lead for Southwestern. Southwestern the top seed, Mon Olive the number 5 seed. Mon Olive 8-9 coming into the game. Southwestern 12-5. Kosowski with the ball for Mon Olive. Out front to Conley. Around to Joey Baum, right side. Baum about 3 steps beyond the arc. Now drives to the free throw line area. Kicks the ball off to Conley. A long three by Conley is no good. Rebound on the weak side by Hanslow for Southwestern. Back come the Birds. Moore into the front court. Southwestern leading 18-10. Here's Bailey with the ball. Or Robinson with the ball, I should say. Back out front to Ben Lois. Lois comes to the near side to E.J. Call. Back out front to Lois, works off a pick, backs in, kicks the ball back out to Robinson. Now they flip the ball down underneath to Lois. Ben fakes one way, turns the other, missed the shot from point-blank range. Rebound by Mon Olive. Wildcats on the attack, trailing 18-10. They try to lob in to Schwab, and he is pushed from behind. I think Hanslow is going to get this foul. Ryan Hanslow gets his first, team seventh, and that puts Mon Olive in the bonus.
Has Max Schwab shot all the Mon Olive free throws in this game?
No, Kosowski has a couple. But Schwab is 1 out of 4 from the charity stripe, and he'll shoot the 1-1. And the free toss is good. Second point of the night for Max Schwab. That makes it 18-11. So the Wildcats have cut the Birds' lead down to 7. 5:44 to go second quarter. Next toss by Schwab is right on the money. He's got 3, and that makes it 18-12. So the Wildcats are hanging around. The fifth-seeded Wildcats battling the top-seeded Birds of Southwestern. Here's Addis Moore, right side to the corner. Bounce pass in the lane to Lois, who slashes down the lane and puts it off the glass and in. Nice ball movement that time by the Birds. 6 points for Lois, and a 20-12 lead for Southwestern. 5:20 to go first half. Joey Baum with the basketball from Mont Olive out near midcourt. Gives it back out to Nick DeFries. Here's Schwab at the point. Around to Conley. Roger. Down to the left corner. Back out to Nick DeFries. Or to Kosowski. Kosowski drives in, lays it in with a left hand, and he gets it. 8 points for Kosowski.
He's good with that left hand.
20-14. Southwestern with a 6-point advantage in the ball. Under 5 minutes to go first half. Out front with the basketball is Caden Hyen. He pulls up, 10-footer, good. Hyen with 9 points now, and that makes it 22-14, and one of the Wildcats down, that could be Schwab.
I did not see what happened to him, but he is in pain, writhing on the ground right now.
4:48 to go in this first half. It's Southwestern 22, Mont Olive 14, while they tend to Max Schwab. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more from the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament right after these messages. Terry Tote, Tim Mize back at North Mac South Campus at Girard. Macoupin County Tournament action. Max Schwab comes off the court. He's limping a bit. And they're going to take a look at him. And coming in will be, I think, Ricky Naker, a 6'4" junior, replacing Schwab. 4:48 to go first half. Let's hope that it's not too serious and Max is back in action here pretty quick.
He's still on the bench for now, which I guess is a good sign.
Yeah. At first we thought, oh no.
It had the ACL look
to
it.
Yeah, it did. So Mont Olive gets the basketball back. There's 4:40 to go in the first half, trailing 22-14. Out front, here's a shot straight on. No good by Nick DeFries. And the rebound is pulled down by Southwestern. Here come the Birds on the attack. E.J. Call, long three, air ball underneath. Picked up there and put off the glass and in by Caden Hyen. Hyen with 11 tonight.
Perfect pass.
Yeah, great pass. That's an assist, right? 24-14, Southwestern with a 10-point lead. Mont Olive with a basketball. Bomb gives it back out to Ricky Naker. Naker back to Quinton Kosowski. Kosowski to the right elbow, off to DeFries. Nick's going to pop the three. It's short. And he's called for a push from behind as Robinson boxed out on the rebound. And that foul is going to be the second one on DeFries, the fifth team foul for Mont Olive. And the ball will go back to Southwestern with 4 minutes to go in the first half.
I think you said earlier, Mont Olive hanging around. That seems to be the perfect description because it seems like they are down by more than 10.
Yeah. 10-point lead for Southwestern. Birds with the basketball. Here's Robinson. Off to the wing to Hyen. Back to Robinson for three. Got it. Yes, sir. Second tray of the night. He's got a half a dozen. And now it's a 27-14 lead for Southwestern. 3.5 to go first half. And here's a shot from the elbow. Good by Ricky Naker. Naker gets his first bucket tonight. 27-16. An 11-point advantage for Southwestern. 3:24 to go first half. Here's E.J. Call. Off on the wing. It goes to Caleb Hyen. Hyen, oh, what a great move to the basket. He just laid it off the glass and in. Hyen with a baker's dozen tonight. 29-16. Southwestern with the lead. Mont Olive with the ball. 3:08 to go first half. Here's Joey Baum with the basketball. Out front to Tooley, right through his hands, into the hands of Southwestern. Turnover number two by the Wildcats. Here's Addis Moore, a 15-foot shot from the wing, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Quinton Kosowski. Drives all the way down,
oh
lays
my.
It in. There you go, from coast to coast. Kosowski with 10.
He's fun to watch.
Yes, he is. 29-18. Birds with the lead and the ball, 2:40 to go here in the first half of play. Ball on the wing to Caleb Robinson. Back to the near side to Hyen. Kicks the ball back out to Ben Lois. Lois misses the shot from the elbow. Rebound by Mont Olive. There comes Conley into the front court for the Wildcats. Roger Conley back across to Joey Baum. The give and go back to Conley. Banks it off the glass and in. Conley has his first bucket tonight, and that makes it 29-20. Southwestern with a 9-point lead. The ball and 2:08 to go in the first half. Here's E.J. Call. Kicks it to the corner. Three-pointer good. Buried by Caden Hyen. Hyen with 16 here in the first half. 32-20. A 12-point advantage for Southwestern with 2 minutes to play in the first half. Mont Olive with the basketball. Naker at the free throw line. Off to Kosowski. Kosowski, a behind-the-back dribble, gets pickpocketed. And now gets knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to Southwestern. That's the third turnover by Mont Olive. Birds will inbound it along the sidelines. All of our games will be podcast. It'll be available on Monday morning on WSMIRadio.com. You can also find out our broadcast schedule all week long from the Macoupin County and Litchfield Invitational Tournaments. Here's Hyen driving down the left side of the lane. He banks it off the glass and in. And this guy can't be stopped. He's got 18 tonight. 34-20.
He's had a good game here in the first half.
Yes, he has. A 14-point lead for Southwestern. 90 seconds to go. Here's Baum with it. Back out front to Tooley. Around to Roger Conley. Conley pulls up on his dribble. Now puts up the three. It's no good. And the rebound by E.J. Call for Southwestern. A long bounce pass, and Addis Moore gets the layup. But what was impressive about that pass, it came from midcourt into the lane. Slick.
Right on time.
Right on the money. 36-20, and just like that, it's a 16-point advantage for Southwestern with under a minute to play. Mont Olive with the ball and traveling called on Joey Baum, and that's the fourth turnover for Mont Olive. Birds will get the ball back. Leading 36-20. Just in the last moment or two, as Southwestern expanded that lead. Into the corner to Hanslow. Back out front. Here comes to Caden Hyen. Around to Robinson. They'll run some clock here. As the Birds have spread the floor. Here's Robinson. Back across to the near side to E.J. Call. Call, the 5A junior. Is fouled out front by Zach Tooley. Tooley gets his second, team sixth, out of bounds for Southwestern. 26 seconds to go in the first half. And Hanslow will inbound the basketball. Got to find somebody open. Finally gets the ball in. He gets it in to Caden Hyen. Hyen with 18 points here in this first half. 18 seconds to go. Here's Hyen, driving the baseline. Goes underneath, reverse layup, missed. Addis Moore doing battle in there. Zach Tooley comes out with a rebound for Mont Olive and throws the ball right into the hands of Mont Olive coach Cody Best. Turnover number five by the Wildcats.
10 years ago, that would have been a smart play.
Oh, great
play.
Get it
into Cody's hands.
Yeah, that would have been a great play. Ball back to Southwestern. 6 seconds to go. Hanslow into the corner to Moore. Addis drives in, lays it off the glass, and in. Moore with 5 points, and that's going to bring an end to the first half of play. A good second quarter for Southwestern, the top seed. And after two periods of play from the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament, it's top-seeded Southwestern 38. Number 5 seed Mont Olive 20. We'll be back with third quarter action right after these messages. Back at the South Campus of North Mac High School at Girard. A 38-20 lead as we get ready for third quarter action in this game between top-seeded Southwestern and number 5 Mont Olive. That game got away quick there in the last couple of minutes for Southwestern as they went on a 9-0 run. The game was a 29-20 ball game. It's now 38-20 as we get ready for third quarter action. By the way, a couple scores from the Litchfield Invitational. Fourth-seeded Greenville beat number 12 Roxana, 52-48. And number 6 Hillsboro beat number 11 East Dalton Wood River, 41-38. As play is underway in Southwestern with the basketball, third quarter action. Here's Caleb Hyen, back around to Justin Bailey. Bailey on the right side, back out to Robinson. Hyen fakes the long three-point shot. Comes back out front to E.J. Call. Back to Hyen, a bounce pass on the baseline to Ben Lois. Lois, a bounce pass into the lane, a nice little 6-foot shot, no good by Hyen. The ball tipped away, picked up by Robinson. They feed off to Bailey. He misses the layup, and the ball rebounded by E.J. Call. Call fires it across to the right side, and the Birds reset. We're 45 seconds into the third quarter. Neither team has scored. Southwestern has possessed the basketball thus far in the third quarter. Ball goes to Lois from the right elbow. His shot no good, and the rebound pulled down by Joey Baum of Mont Olive. Well, let's see what the Wildcats can do here in this third quarter. Around to the near side to Conley. They bounce it down low to DeVries. Nick takes one dribble. Comes back out to Joey Baum, back to DeFreeze. Quick turnaround shot, overshot everything. And it's picked up on the weak side by Caden Hyen. Hyen had 18 points in that first half of play for Southwestern. Really spurred the Birds on. There's Hyen. Back out front to E.J. Call. Mon Olive in a man-to-man defense. Bounce pass to the right side for Southwestern to Bailey. Works off a pick. Gives to the corner to Lois. Now underneath to Hyen. His shot no good. Ball tipped out on the wing. Call picks it up. He's going to drive inside off to Lois. Puts it up. Missed it. And a foul. And we'll have a couple of free throws.
Apparently a lid was put on that rim at halftime.
Yeah. And the foul is going to be called against Nick DeFreeze. That's going to be his third. Team's first for Mon Olive this half. And then Lois will be at the line to shoot two for Southwestern. First toss, good. Ben has 7 points tonight. Southwestern now with a 39-20 lead. Next toss is right on the money. 8 points for Lois, 40-20, so the Birds have doubled up the Wildcats. 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Mon Olive with the basketball. Out front with it is Conley, around to the right side to give it off to DeFreeze. Schwab, who had an injury in that first half, is back in. Here's a three-point shot from the wing, no good by Kosowski. And a foul underneath, and this will put, I think, Schwab at the line.
It's an 11-0 run right now for Southwestern, dating back to the end of the first half.
Second foul on Robinson for Southwestern, the team's first this half. Two free throws coming up for Schwab. Max has 3 points tonight. Now make it four.
Terry, I thought in that first half, Southwestern did what good teams usually do. They just, Mon Olive did everything they could to make a push, but yeah. Southwestern just kept them at arm's length the whole time.
Yeah. And, you know, forced about four turnovers, and that's 8 points there that Southwestern got that Mon Olive did not get. And that makes the difference. Second free throw is missed by Schwab. Southwestern with the rebound. They go inside to Hyen. He drives in, puts it off the glass and in. And Hyen has 20 points tonight. 42-21. Southwestern with the lead. Mon Olive with the ball. 5:40 to go third quarter. Off on the wing to Nick DeFreeze. Nick down on the low block. Now back to the corner he goes. Still on the dribble. Now gives it off to Max Schwab at the free throw line. Kosowski from the edge of the lane with a left-handed shot, no good. He saves the basketball. It comes out on the wing. It's picked up by Nick DeFreeze. He feeds back to Conley, who drives down the lane, and Rogers fouled. And the 6'2 senior will be at the line to shoot a couple. And the foul is going to be on E.J. Call of Southwestern, his first, team second. Conley at the line to shoot two for the Wildcats of Mont Olive. First toss, no good. Score remains 42-21 in favor of Southwestern. As the top-seeded Birds have built up a 21-point advantage. Next toss is good by Conley. He's got three. That makes it a 42-22 ball game. Southwestern with the lead in the ball. Mon Olive trying a little pressure in the backcourt now. Here's Hyen with the ball. Bounce pass to Lois into the front court. Around to E.J. Call. Back out to Hyen, but the ball tipped into the backcourt, and Caleb goes and gets it.
It's a smart play, Hyen. Yeah. Let that, recognize that ball's going to go in the backcourt. Let me let it get there so I don't get trapped.
Yep. Here's Robinson with the ball. Inside to Hyen. Back out to Robinson. He's going to pop the three, and he got it. Caleb Robinson, three threes tonight. 9 points. 45-22 Southwestern with the lead. 4:44 to go third quarter. Mon Olive with the basketball. Joey Baum a three good. Baum with his second tray tonight. He's got six, and that makes it 45-25. Southwestern with the 20-point advantage in the basketball. Pass into the lane, tipped away. Lois picks it up. 10-footer good. Then Lois, 10 points. 47-25 Southwestern. 4:20 to go third quarter. Here's Conley for Mon Olive. Off to to Kosowski. Kosowski spins, puts it off the glass and in. Kosowski with a dozen. 47-27. As the teams are trading baskets. 4:05 to go third quarter. Here's Hyen underneath to Justin Bailey. Bailey lays it in gently. Bailey with 5 points tonight. 49-27 Southwestern with the lead. Looks like the top-seeded Birds are on their way to a opening round win here on this opening night of the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. Schwab is out, and rookie Naker back in for Mount Olive. Here comes Addis Moore back in for Southwestern. He's going to replace Caleb Robinson.
Southwestern doesn't have the size they've had the last three, four, 5 years, Terry, but, man, what they do have is five guys on the floor at all times who can dribble, pass, and shoot.
Yeah, like five guards.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a three from the corner. It's good by Nick DeFries of Mount Olive. Nick gets his first bucket tonight. That makes it 49-30. And now Mount Olive steals at midcourt. Bounce pass to the corner off to Joey Baum. That is only the third turnover by Southwestern tonight. Now front Conley with the basketball to Kosowski. Kosowski near the left elbow. Fires it back across to Conley along the sidelines. Conley is going to walk the ball out near midcourt as the Wildcats reset. 3:14 to go, third quarter. Ball comes back out to Kosowski. Now to DeFries. Nick drives into the lane. A power step. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by Addis Moore for Southwestern. Birds 49, Wildcats 30. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's a three from the corner by Bailey. No good for Southwestern. And the rebound pulled down by Ben Lois, who turns around, puts it up and in. Ben Lois now has a dozen points tonight. 51-30. Southwestern with the lead. Mount Olive with the ball. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Here's DeFries driving into the lane. Puts it up. Comes up short. Rebound by Ben Lois for Southwestern. Out to Hyen. Caden Hyen on the dribble as the Birds run a little clock here as they have a 51-30 lead. Into the corner to Bailey. Now underneath they go to E.J. Call, or to Ben Lois. Back out to E.J. Call. Across to Hyen. Into the corner to Moore. Moore feeds underneath to Hyen. Now to Bailey. Off the glass. Missed it. Justin gets his rebound. Tries to go up strong. He does over his shoulder and gets it. Nice move by Justin Bailey. He's got seven. 53-30. Birds with the lead. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Joey Baum has the ball stripped away. Here by Justin Bailey. And Bailey comes down the lane and draws a foul. And he'll be at the line for a couple.
I was just thinking about Ben Lois, Terry. He's probably not their best player for Southwestern, but I think he might be their most important player. He does so many things intangible-wise that make this a better club.
He's one of those guys that if he's on your team, you love him. If he's not, you don't want to be around
That's
him.
Exactly right.
Seriously. I mean, he's just that kind of guy. Just a tough competitor.
He doesn't need the fanfare. You know, he'll do the stuff that doesn't involve scoring.
Yeah. First free throw by Bailey is missed. Next toss is good. Bailey with 8 points tonight. 54-30. Southwestern with the lead with 107 seconds to go in the third quarter. On Olive with the basketball. Kosowski left sidelines. Back out front to Roger Conley. As Mount Olive resets. Off to the right side to Joey Baum. Baum, a long three-pointer. No good. Chased to the corner and out of bounds. It's going to belong to Southwestern. Earlier today in the boys' portion of the Macoupin County Tournament, number 2 Staunton beat number 7 Gillespie 53-34, and third-seeded North Mac beat number 6 Bunker Hill 55-33. This is our final boys' game of the night. Southwestern leading 54-30 over Mount Olive with 80 seconds to go in the third quarter. And here's the ball knocked out of bounds by Mount Olive.
Staunton and North Mac boys will play Friday night at 8 o'clock, and that will be for a berth in the championship. That's going to be a heck of a ball game.
A heck of a ball. This place should be packed for
oh
that
boy.
Game.
Oh, boy. Heck yes.
Yeah. E.J. Call gets the ball in.
Well, if that game's at 8, get here about 5.
There you go. Bailey with a three-pointer. He's got 11. 57-30, Southwestern with the lead. A minute to play in the third quarter. Mount Olive with the basketball. Well, the Wildcats started out pretty well, but then Southwestern just warmed down.
An impressive spurt they put on them here, about the last 2 minutes of the first half and then this entire third quarter.
And the foul's going to be against Addis Moore. So Moore will get his second personal foul, third team foul. There's timeout. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Southwestern 57, Mount Olive 30. Back with more from the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament right after these messages.
did not expect a 30-point game.
No, he did not. FM 106. Terry Tote along with Tim Mize back at the South Campus of North Mac High School where it's Girard. On the side of the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. And at the free throw line is Kosowski. First one is no good. And Quinton will get a second toss. Bailey is out. And Caleb Robinson back in for Southwestern.
Been one of those nights for Mount Olive. Not many good looks. The good looks they have gotten seem to rattle out.
Yeah. And Kosowski, the 6-foot junior, with his second toss. This one is good. So he's got a baker's dozen. 57-31. Southwestern with the lead, the ball, and just under a minute to play here in the third quarter. As E.J. Call will give the ball off to Addis Moore. Back around to Robinson. Into the corner to Hyen. Caden gives it back out to Robinson. Moore, left side, into the corner. There's Call, feeding underneath to Hyen. Back out to Moore. He's going to wind up for a three. It's short. Rebound underneath by Hanslow. Missed the first shot. Tries a second one and a foul call. And Ryan will be at the line to shoot two. And the foul against Mount Olive goes against Quinton Kosowski, his third, team's third. And Hanslow at the line to shoot two for Southwestern. First one is good. Ryan's a 5'9 junior. And Hyen's out of the ball game. Ethan Trim, a 6'2 freshman, is in for Southwestern. Hanslow's second toss good. Ryan has a couple of points, 59-31. Southwestern cruising along with the big lead. 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Mount Olive with the basketball. There's Joey Baum with the ball. Back out to the top of the key. Walks around to the left side. Clock down to 13 seconds. Now looking inside for Nick DeFries. Picks up his dribble. Back out to Tooley. Here's Kosowski. Back to Baum with 4 seconds. Kosowski with 2 seconds. Puts up the shot at the buzzer. No good. After three quarters of play, it's Southwestern 59. Mount Olive 31, back with more from the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament right after these messages. Well, we hope you've enjoyed our quadruple header here today on WSMI FM 106.1. We've had 2 games from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, 2 games here on the radio from the Macoupin County Tournament. We'll have more action coming up on Monday. We've got Nokomis taking on East Altonwood River at 2:30. That'll be a live broadcast from the Litchfield Tournament on Monday afternoon. Then Staunton Bunker Hill boys live at 6:30, followed by North Mac Gillespie boys at 8. And then Litchfield versus Metro East Lutheran at 9:30. That's all coming up Monday here on FM 106.
And Terry, I think I can safely speak for everyone tuned in right now. It is great to have you back.
It's great to be back. Great to be back. Well, the fourth quarter underway. Mount Olive with the basketball, and the ball deflected out of bounds after a quick shot. And now we're going to have a timeout call by Cody Best and the Wildcats. So we're just underway in the fourth quarter. Timeout called. It's a 59-31 lead for Southwestern. We'll come back with more in just a moment.
Are you coming back here next Saturday, you think? Or don't know yet?
Don't know.
Depends on what happens at Litchfield.
Yeah. FM 106. Terry Tote along with Tim Mize back at Girard. By the way, I want to thank Jody Alexander who stopped by and made sure I got a 100th anniversary Macoupin County Basketball Tournament t-shirt.
There you go.
Jody, of course, played for Gillespie High School. Jody Ottersberg Alexander and was a terrific ball player, has coached.
Here at North Mac.
At North Mac and is involved in, I think, coaching some of her kids' teams. And it's always good to talk to Jody, and I much appreciate the gift. It's very appreciated, and thank you very much, Jody. Well, play resumes. Mount Olive with the basketball. Now we got a foul coming out. And that foul is going to be called against Kosowski, and that's going to be his fourth. Team's fourth for Mont Olive. Out of bounds for Southwestern. Kosowski comes out. And back into the lineup, Ricky Naker for the Wildcats. So we're 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Southwestern leading 59-31. And the Birds have the basketball. Here's E.J. Call into the front court. Kicks it to Hanslow in the left corner. They get back to Call. Call directing traffic now. Brings the ball back out to the top of the key. Gets the ball off to Addis Moore on the right wing. Back out front. It comes to Ethan Trim. Here's Hanslow with the ball. Feeds to Ben Lois. Lois dumps the ball off to E.J. Call. Free throw line jumper is good. E.J. with his first bucket tonight. 61-31, Southwestern with the lead. 6:48 to go. Three-point shot by Joey Baum is up and no good for Mont Olive. And the rebound by Ryan Hanslow. Long pass down to Lois. Finn puts it up, no good. A rebound on the weak side. Knocked away, blocked away by Naker. Mont Olive comes up with the basketball. Here's DeFries with it. Out to Tooley. He's going to pop the three ball, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Ethan Trim for Southwestern. Trim's a 6'2 freshman.
We've seen a lot of freshmen today.
Yes, we have. Here's a shot by E.J. Call. Gets blocked away. The ball gets knocked out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Mont Olive. 6:14 to go in this contest. As the Wildcats will get the basketball back. As Joey Baum will walk the ball into the front court. Mont Olive with some talent this year. But, you know, Southwestern's one of those programs that consistently is pretty good.
Southwestern stifled them tonight.
Yeah. Southwestern played Southwestern basketball
yes.
tonight. What they did. And this foul is going to be called on Tooley.
Terry, no, Jonathan no, Watson checked in. Be on Trim.
It's going to be on Trim. Okay. Ethan Trim gets his first, team's fourth. So out of bounds for Mont Olive. The ball gets tipped out of bounds on the inbounds pass. 61-31, Southwestern with a 30-point lead, 5:50 to go in the contest. As DeFries gets the ball into Tooley, back to Nick in the right corner. DeFries trying to drive the right baseline, gets cut off there, and the ball knocked out of bounds is going to belong to the Wildcats. By the way, for our broadcast schedule, you can always go to our website, WSMIRadio.com, and believe it or not, it won't be long, we'll be having spring training Cardinal baseball.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner, yes indeed. Mont Olive with the basketball. Here's Naker. Nice turnaround shot. Good. Naker gets his second bucket of the night. Off the bench. Ricky with 4 points. 61-33. Southwestern with the lead and the ball. Here's John Watson, a 6-foot sophomore in the lineup for Southwestern. The feed underneath. A shot blocked from behind by Addis Moore, but Southwestern comes up with it. Lois gives it off to Moore in the right corner. Moore walks it back out towards the top of the key. Back to Lois in the right corner. Back to Moore. Hanslow with it now. Hanslow takes one dribble. Gives off to Ben Lois. Lois drives down the right side of the lane. Dumps it off to Hanslow in the right corner. Here's Watson. Back out front to Trim. And now, oops, Hanslow cut to the basket. And Trim was trying to hit him with a pass. Ball goes out of bounds. Turnover number 6 by Southwestern. 4:50 to go in this game. Southwestern cruising along with a 61-33 lead. Mont Olive with the basketball. As Joey Baum into the front court. Into the left corner, they go to Tooley. His pass deflected. That thing almost hit the backboard. And picked up there by Ben Lois of Southwestern. Here's Moore. Around to John Watson. Into the corner. It goes to Lois. Now Trim, his shot got blocked. And Mont Olive comes up with it. A 2-on-2 break. Here's Baum to the layup. Good. And Joey with a chance for the three-point play. Baum with 8 points. That makes it 61-33. Foul that time on Addis Moore of Southwestern, his third, team's fifth. Zach DeFries, a 6'3 sophomore, has checked in for Mont Olive. Here's a free throw by Baum. It's good. He's got 9. That makes it 61-36. Southwestern with the ball. 4:13 to go in the ball game and a 61-36 lead. as the top-seeded Birds are going to pick up a win here on opening night of the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. Here's John Watson. He's off to Addis Moore. Moore stuck in the right corner. Has the ball stripped away. Picked up there by Nick DeFries. DeFries into the front court. He's going to wind up for a three ball. No good. John Watson retrieves the rebound. And Southwestern has the ball. 3:40 to go in the game. Southwestern 61, Mount Olive 36. Southwestern with the basketball. Here's Hyen. He's had a great night tonight. A long three by Moore. No good. Ball poked around. Mount Olive comes out with it. They've got numbers. Here's a feed. The rebound or by the feed to Nick DeFries. He missed the layup. Rebound by Southwestern. Birds push it up the floor. Off on the wing to Moore. Addison going to try and no good. The rebound knocked loose. Picked up by Ethan Trim. Back across to Addis Moore. Here's John Watson. A three is good. No, they're going to call it a two. Watson with his first bucket tonight. 63-36. Southwestern with the lead. Under 3 minutes to play in this game. On Olive with the basketball. A nice feed underneath. Shot blocked by Zach DeFries. And Southwestern comes up with it. Moore will walk it into the front court. Here's John Watson around on the right side. Bounce pass across. 2.5 minutes to go in this ball game. Caden Hyen with the basketball. Caden with 20 points tonight. Hasn't scored here in this fourth quarter. Hasn't needed to score. Moore with the basketball. His 10-foot shot doesn't go, and the rebound by Mont Olive. Here's Joey Baum for Mont Olive. Driving down the lane, left-handed layup, good, plus one. Baum with 11. That makes it 63-36. He'll get a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Hanslow gets the foul for Southwestern, his second, team six. 63-36. Southwestern's lead. But Joey Baum could add to his point total here. With a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he does. 12 points for Baum. 63-39. Tell you what, this Southwestern team is going to be a handful.
Yes, they are.
They've got some size. They've got some quickness. This ought to be a great tournament down the stretch. Pass into Hanslow. Back out to Hyen. Off to Moore. He'll bank it off the glass and in. Moore with 7 points tonight. 65-39. Southwestern with the lead. 108 seconds to play in the ball game, and Joey Baum fouled. Baum will get a couple of free throws. And the foul called against John Watson. His first, team seventh. Joey Baum to shoot two. He's a 5'11 senior. Free throw good. 13 points for Joe tonight. 65-40. This game was 29-20 at one time. And then Southwestern took off.
Mm.
Never looked back.
Hyen hit that big three out of the corner that started that run.
Yep. 65-40, 65-41. 14 points for Joey Baum. And 104 seconds to go in the ball game. Southwestern with the big lead and the basketball. Let's see if the Birds run some clock here. There's E.J. Call out front. Around to John Watson. Watson back out to Hanslow. Give it off on the wing to E.J. Call. There's Moore with the ball. And now we've got an illegal pick set. This one's going to be against Southwestern. And this one's going to be against Hanslow. It's going to be his third. Team's eighth. Turnover number eight by Southwestern. A minute 26 to go in the game. And the ball will go back to the Wildcats. As the Cats will inbound the ball near midcourt. Baum walks it into the front court. Comes around to the left side. Going to pull up for the three ball. He hits it. 17 points for Joey Baum tonight. 65-44. Southwestern with the lead. 70 seconds to go in the game. Call into the front court for Southwestern. Out to Moore. The lane opens up. Moore drives down. Tries to feed off to Ethan Trim. But the Wildcats get a hand on it. Knock it out of bounds with a minute one to go in the game. Out of bounds call, the trigger man. Bird set up with one man at each corner of the lane. They try to bounce pass underneath the trim. They get it to Ethan, and he banks it off the glass and in. Trim's first bucket tonight. 67-44. Southwestern with the lead. Mont Olive with the ball. 50 seconds to play. Here's Kosowski, a three ball for Mont Olive. No good. Rebound on the weak side by John Watson. Watson into the front court. On the right wing, 38 seconds and counting. We are broadcasting from the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. That's a nice move by Ethan Trim. Banks the shot off the glass and gets it to fall. He's got 4 points and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul that time is on Zach DeVries of Mont Olive, his first, team's fifth. And Trim's free throw is right on the money. He's got a nickel's worth tonight. 70-44. Southwestern with the lead. Half minute to play. Mont Olive with the basketball. Here's Kosowski driving in. Spin move, a 360, puts it up, no good. John Watson the rebound. 15 seconds to go. Let's see if the Birds just run out the clock. That's probably what they're going to do. And your final tonight, Southwestern 70, Mont Olive 44, as the top-seeded Birds come away with the win on opening night. We'll come back and check the scoring totals for you right after these messages.
I was trying to find the score of the Hillsborough girls game, but I can't find it.
Go to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch website.
I did. It wasn't up yet.
Right there.
The Cavaliers lost in overtime to Mulberry Grove. I found that. Taylorville beat Breeze Modern Day in Highland. I found that.
Okay, here we go with the wrap-up in 3, 2, and 1. Well, top-seeded Southwestern comes away with a 70-44 win over Mont Olive. Let's check the scoring totals for you. First off, for the Wildcats of Mont Olive, Joey Baum with 17 points tonight. Nick DeVries with 3, 13 from Kosowski, 3 from Conley, 4 from Naker, and 4 points from Schwab. Quarters of 10, 10, 11, and 13. Mont Olive finishes 12 of 18 from the line, had 8 turnovers in the game. With the loss, they're now 8-10 on the season, 0-1 in tournament play. Top-seeded Southwestern got 11 points tonight from Justin Bailey. Caden Hyen, 20 points, 18 in the first half. 9 from Robinson, a dozen from Lois. 2 from Watson, 2 from Call, 7 from Addis Moore, and 2 points from Hanslow, 5 points from Trim. Quarters of 15, 23, 21, and 11. The Birds were 9 of 11 from the line tonight. 8 turnovers. They are now 13-5 on the season and 1-0 in tournament play. Our scores today from the Macoupin County Tournament. For the girls, top-seeded Carlinville beat North Mac 65-33. Number 2 Staunton loses to number 6 Bunker Hill 51-36. On the boys' side, second-seeded Staunton defeated 7th-seeded Gillespie 53-34. Number 3 North Mac beat Bunker Hill 55-33 in a game you just heard. Top-seeded Southwestern 70, Mont Olive 44.
You're back in the saddle, my friend.
Back in the saddle again.
You made it the 8 seconds. You didn't get bucked off.
No. Tough 8 seconds.
That's
though.
Right.
Tough 8 seconds. Yeah. Hey, thanks to our friends here at North Mac High School. Always a pleasure to come here, and it's a great venue, and we're going to have some great basketball the rest of this week. So if you get a chance, I know it's cold, but if you get a chance, get out here and watch these kids play basketball. And, of course, if you can, you can always listen to us. Coverage on WSMI FM 106.1.
It's going to be a fun week.
Good day of basketball, Tim Mize.
Absolutely, sir. And, hey, they always talk about it's not a tournament until you have an upset. Well, we had an upset today.
We had an upset today.
We're off and rolling.
That's right. That's going to throw a curveball into things, and that's why you need to come and watch it for the rest of the week. So that's going to do it for our quadruple header tonight on WSMI FM 106. Thanks to Chip Means, along with Tom Williams, who earlier was producing some of our broadcasts. We appreciate our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. Without them, none of this happens, and we have such loyal sponsors, and please patronize them as much as you can, because without them, we don't get to do this. And we know you like listening to our ball games on the radio because we get so many nice comments from you, and we appreciate that. And by the way, if you ever have a comment, just send me an email, terry@wsmiradio.com.
That's easy enough.
Always glad to hear your comments. So that's going to do it for tonight from Girard for Tim Mize. I'm Terry Tote. So long from North Mac.